Say, Scrunch, you know what would really hit the spot right now? A nice warm piece of veal. You had any good veal lately? No answer. You're a very serious feller, Scrunch. Anybody ever tell you that it's hard to carry on a conversation with you? No answer. The trouble with you coyotes is that you got no sense of humor. Were you aware that too much seriousness can cause cancer? No answer. I guess not. No answer. And furthermore, you probably don't even care. No answer. One more small item, Scrunch, and then I'll be quiet.
Be quiet.
Okay, I can handle that. We marched into the coyote village. When Chief Gut saw me, his mouth froze open and he stared. The rest of the coyotes turned and stared. A rustle of whispers spread through the crowd. A smile bloomed on Chief Gut's mouth.
Aha! Oh, foolish dog to walk into Coyote Village on cold, cold night! Very, very foolish you come back!
I walked up to him. Thanks, Chief Gut, and it's great to see you again, too. Listen, I can't stay long, but while I'm here, I'd like to say a few words to your people. That must have caught him by surprise. Before he could say anything, I turned to the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, children, honored guests, members of the committee, Madam Secretary, Chief Gut, it is indeed a pleasure for me to be here tonight to accept this honor. It's impossible for me to tell you how much this means to me.
Out of the corner of my eye, I could see Chief Gut staring at me with a kind of perplexed look. Then Scrunch came over and they conferred in low voices. I went on talking. I mean, what else could I do? I was buying time.
I probably don't deserve this award, and as I stand before you tonight, I'm reminded of all the dogs who helped me along the way. Without their help and encouragement, I wouldn't be here. So let me pause here to thank them all. My mother, my father, my brothers, my sisters, my uncles, my aunts, my cousins, my second cousins, my grandmother, my...
Chief Gut came over and cut me off.
Hunk not understand. We not give award.
What?
Hunk not understand. We not give award.
What? He cleared his throat and raised his voice.
Hunk not understand. We not give award.
What? He took a big gulp of air and bellowed.
Hunk not understand. We not give award. And Hunk better clean out ears and listen.